The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Steve Taylor, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening. We are here in Dayton, Washington for tonight's second place game between Yakima Knights and Tribal and your DeSales Irish. I want to recap what's happened in the girls' side of this, just so that everything is, you know what we got going on. So the winner of that side was Colton, and there we go. I got it there now. Colton won, and then Pomeroy just secured the second spot to the regional tournament. So. The third place team was, let's do this in order. Colton was first, Garfield Palouse second, and Pomeroy secured the third position. Okay. So now for tonight's game, we have, we lost last night to Sunnyside Christian. And so we are playing Yakima Nation tonight. And the winner is to regionals, and the loser is out. So the math is really simple. It's not fun, but it is really simple. Win tonight, and you move on to next week. Next week there's a regional they're calling it a tournament, but it's actually a seeding game. So that will seed you into the state tournament. So you need to win tonight, and you're going to state. That's the bottom line. So. The DeSales Irish have played the Yakima Nation before. They beat them before. But none of that means nothing. When you get to this season, each game is zero, the record 0-0. As everybody knows what's on the line, and they go out and make things happen that they maybe couldn't normally do during the season. But they can do an amazing job. So, congratulations to last night's winner, and that was Sunnyside Christian. They both teams played a great game, but they came out on top, and the DeSales Irish were, what, 2 or 3 buck points short. So that is the way it goes, and here we go. So we're going to have another game tonight. The crowd is, this gym is filling up. The girls' game was, I'd say the gym was probably 80-90% full. And it was loud in here, so I'm kind of expecting this to be a pretty raucous group tonight. And so you're going to have to bear with me. I have to sit in the crowd, so I don't always have the best vantage point, but I'm going to make it work, and we will have a good time tonight. So let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break, and we'll take care of some business. You are listening to Irish Radio 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Here we are in another commercial full of rhymes.
To tell you how Fazari's is keeping up with the times.
It's a whole new menu you will love to see.
Our sandwiches, pasta, pizza are now in HD.
Your complete satisfaction is still our mission.
But you won't see our pies in anything but high definition.
So be careful when you change the channel to your favorite show.
It might just cause you to head to Fazari's to dine in or a pizza to go.
Oh, boys, you make HD stand for hot and delicious.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and at Fazari's.com.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to DeSales High School. Welcome back to Dayton High School. We are getting ready for the district playoff game. Like I said earlier, the winner goes to regionals. The loser season is over, and that's pretty easy math, and it's not necessarily the fun math because somebody's season is going to come to a screeching halt. So let's see. Who do we have? I just want to make sure because I know in the girls' game they're taking three to the regionals, but it looks like we're only taking two from here. So still trying to get used to the district that does things a little bit differently than we have done them in the west side. But I sure like the fact that they have a double elimination because, man, one mistake and you're out is a little harsh. So what I want to do is go ahead and introduce the team. We'll just go through the lineup real quick. And I'm going to apologize right up front because I guarantee you I'm going to butcher some names. That is not my intent, but that's what I'll end up doing. So we're going to start off with Yakima Nation Tribal, the Eagles. And we have Cameron Longhi Brigida, and he is an 11th grader and number zero. We have Julian Strom Torres. He's a senior, number one. Number two is Trevor Lewis. He is a sophomore. Number four is Hevis Solskin, and he is a sophomore. Number 10 is Adrian Rigdon, and he is a senior. Number 14 is Jaden Desaya. He's a junior. And number 25 is Justin Hart. He's a senior. Number 33 is Jonas Cavirobe. He's number 11. Oh, no, sorry. He's an 11th grader. Number 35 is Jaden Cavirobe, and he is a sophomore. And then number 55 is Travis Arbuckle. And for the Irish, we will do that right now. Get my fingers to work. That always works nice. We have Carter Green. He's number one. He's a sophomore. We have number two, which is Seamus Doohan, and he is a senior. Number three is Jack Lesko. He's a junior. Number 10 is Joe Baffney. He is also a junior. Number 11 is Franklin Munyagi. He's a senior. Number 15 is Sal Sisk. He's a ninth grader. Number 20 is Ryan Chase. He's a senior. Number 21 is Billy Holtzinger. He is also a freshman. Number 23 is Caden McCullough. He's a sophomore. Number 24 is Frankie Warden, senior. Number 25 is Jaden Bingham. He is also a senior. And number 32 is Remy Arceo. They are coached by Eric Wood. The assistant coaches, John Lesko, Greg Pizzari, Ed Leahy, Zach Leahy, and Chris Hyland. So for the coaches for Yakima is Chip Sturm is the head coach. Arlene Wishness is the assistant, and Steve Rigdon. So don't always get a chance to do that, but I want to make sure that we get everybody introduced, and I know they will do the same thing with the public address announcer, but we at least got it done and can talk about it a little better that way. All right, let's talk about the last time we played these folks. I thought for sure we played them twice, but I'm only seeing one, and maybe my record keeping isn't as good as I think it should be. But Justin Hart was one of their big scorers. That's number 25. I expect that to be the case tonight. And Travis Arbuckle, number 55. They both had 20. Let's see. We had John Jim. He had 5. Sam Jim had 2. And Julian Strom had 3. This game was back in December. Jack Lesko had 12. Carter Green had 6. Joe Baffney had 8. Ryan Chase had 9. Seamus Doohan had 7. and Frankie Warden had 18. So I know Frankie Warden's going to have to go head-to-head with Arbuckle. And Arbuckle's a good player, and he's a nice tall. They got a nice size to him and a very good player. So let's go ahead and take a two-minute break, and we'll take care of some business. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you are a member of the Walla Walla YMCA, you already know about the many benefits of Y membership. This message isn't for you. This message is for those of you who are not members of the Y. You can still participate in any of our paid programs, including camps, childcare, swimming lessons, youth programs, and personal training. No joining fee, no monthly fees, just the fee for the program. Go to www.ymca.org to learn more. That's www.ymca.org.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Flexibilities may be new to the area, but we have been providing flexible options for all your sign, apparel, and promotional product needs since 1998. We are a veteran-owned, family-run business who have focused on supporting other veterans and their families. We have our red t-shirt program, Remember Everyone Deployed, military crests, customized monograms, wood flags, engraved mugs. You get the idea. Don't see it on flexibilities.com? Please reach out. We are ever evolving and would love a challenge.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, welcome back to Dayton, Washington, where we are playing a district playoff game. And like I said earlier, the math is simple. The winner moves on to regionals. The loser is done. Their season is over. And that's always a heartbreaker. But, you know, just all you're running around at 100 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden it's all done. So I've been there. It's not a lot of fun. But the one thing you have to remember when you get into tournament play like this, there's only one guy that gets all done with the season and can still say, hey, I got all wins. I mean, so it's a tough situation, but that is life, and that's what youth athletics are supposed to be about, is to partially teach you a little bit about life. So we talked about the last time that they played. I want to give you just a quick idea of the records. The DeSales Irish are 18-4, and the Yakima Nation Eagles, they are 12-7. That's overall. So let's go ahead and take a one-minute break. We'll come back, and the public address announcer will be ready to announce by then. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
2022, and we still have COVID. It has brought out the best and the worst in some of us. For the car business, many dealers have gouged the public, asking thousands over MSRP on harder-to-get models. Delgraves Inc. has not done so. While tempting as it is to make huge gains in times of shortages, the long-term ill will is not what Delgraves Inc. wants, nor what our customers have learned to expect from 72 years of honest dealings. Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish Up to Sales on KHSS2 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to DeSales High School. We are getting ready. We are less than 30 seconds away from getting this contest started, and we turned off the music, so that means we must be getting close, and the public address announcer will take over, and we will get this contest underway and find out who's going to districts next week. So the district game, again, is on Saturday. It is a one game just for seeding. I know they don't, maybe don't put it that way, but that's what it is for.
Good evening and welcome to the
High
School for the final game of the Southeast 1B District 9 basketball tournament. Between the visitors on the scoreboard, the Yakima Nation Tribal Eagles, and the road team on the scoreboard, the DeSales Catholic Irish. The non-starters for both teams. For Eagles, number 0, Cameron Longy. Number 2, Trevor Lewis. Number 4, Jabez Luskin. Number 33, Jonas Scabbro. Number 35, Jason Scabbro. And number 23, John Jim. For the Irish, number 2, Seamus Duhon. Number 11, Brandon McNaughton. Number 15, Sal Sis. Number 21, Drew Wolfsinger. Number 23, Peyton McCullough. Number 25, Dean Bingham. And number 32, Remy Arceo. And now the starters for both teams. First for the Eagles, a 5'10" senior guard, number 1, Julian Strong-Torres. For the Irish, a 5'8" sophomore guard, number 1, Carter Green. For the Eagles, a 6'3" senior center, number 10, Aiden Rankin. For the Irish, a 5'10" junior guard, number 3, Jack Lester. For the Eagles, a 6-foot junior guard, number 14, Jim Vesea. For the Irish, a 6'1" junior guard, number 10, Joe Blackie. For the Eagles, a 6'2" senior guard, number 25, Justice Hart. For the Irish, a 5'10" senior forward, number 20, Ryan Chase. And for the Eagles, a 6'4" senior center, number 55, Travis Arbuckle. And for the Irish, a 6'3" senior post, number 24, Ricky Worthen. The Eagles are coached by Blake Strong, assisted by Chip Strong, Arlene Wontine, and Steve Raven. While the Irish are coached by John Resco, Craig Mazarek, and Lee, Zach Heaney, and Chris Harden. Tonight's officials, Joe Fox, J.D. Bruchette, and Dan Walker.
All right, there you go. We are announced. The officials are on the court. Arbuckle and Warden are in the center circle, and they are ready to go. And we are ready to go. We're getting the last of the people sitting down here. And we are about ready to get this thing rolling. I am in the crowd, so if I get blocked out, I get blocked out. There's not a whole lot I can do about it. So everybody around me knows that I'm on the radio, so hopefully they will sit when they need to. But, okay, Arbuckle taps it back, and it will be Yakima Nation going to have the first shot here. So number 1 brings it down in the corner. He gets it to number 25. Number 25 throws it back, and it ends up in the backcourt. And it looks like it might have been tapped by Irish, but we'll have to see. So It is going to be an eagle ball. And backcourt, number one gets it into number 25. 25 is Hart. Number one is Strom. They throw it into the corner to, I'm sorry, I can't get read the number. It is number 14. They throw up in this corner over here. I'm sorry, I can't see that part of it. And Harbuckle with the first points of the game, a little 10-footer from inside. And he got the rebound and then put up the shot, and it was good. So 2-0 in favor of the Eagles. They get it back to Green in the corner. Green's going to drive a dribble across. He throws it over to McCullough. Baffy's going to dribble it in, and he's going to end up traveling. He put up a shot, but he traveled in the process, and here come the Eagles. Number 10 looks like he's going to inbound the ball. That is Rigdon, and the Irish have a full court press on, and I mean full court. They are all up. So here we go. Number 14 is now going to inbound the ball. He gets it into number 10. So that's Tasea to number 10, which is Rigdon. So they get it over to number 14. He's going to bring it to the top of the circle. Get it to number 25. They throw it inside to Arbuckle. Arbuckle puts up a layup, and it is good. Right over the top of Frankie Warden. All right, here come the Irish. And we have a score of 4-0 with 6:45 left in this first period. They get it out to Green. Green's in the corner. They get it all the way in the corner to Baffney. Baffney throws up a three. No good. And it is going to go out off nobody. It went out off the shot, and it will be an Eagles ball. So I really don't have a great vantage point here, so I'm going to try to be as the best I can here. So just help me out. We'll get through this. So, all right, they get it to number 10. Number 10 throws it up to number 25. Number 25 is Hart. Hart's going to bring it up. He's going to dribble all the way over to the far side. Tried to throw it cross court to another player, number 10, and it ended up going out of bounds. So Carter Green's going to inbound the ball. He's got Lesko here to receive. So they're going to bring up, I guess they're not. The Eagles looked like they were going to bring some people up on this side of the court, but they did not. Jack Lesko across the top. He throws it to Baffney. They cross in Green. Now Baffney's going to dribble in. They get it to Warden. Warden puts up a shot. It was no good. Maybe partially blocked by Arbuckle. Baffney dropped to the ground, and it is not going to be a foul. Oh, boy, they say it went in off of out of bounds off an Irish player, and it belongs to the Eagles. So 6:10 left in this first period. Score 4-0 in favor of Yakima Nation. All right, here comes number 25. That's Hart. They get it to Arbuckle. Arbuckle puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Warden. Warden gets it up to Green. The Irish are pushing up a little bit, and Yakima Nation gets back and sets their defense. Here comes Joe Baffney. He's going to that was Jack Lesko. He's going to drive the lane. He puts up a shot, and he was fouled. So let's find out who the foul's on. That foul is on Arbuckle. That's his first. That's the first foul of the game. And Jack Lesko is going to go to the stripe. Jack's first shot is up and good. That's the first points for the Irish. So 4-1. 5:51 left in this first period. All right, here comes Jack's second shot, and it is also good. And would we have a lane violation? Yep, we did. I guess not. We would have had a lane violation. It wouldn't have been going this direction. So, all right, so they confirmed the basket counted. And so the Eagles are going to inbound the ball. We have a full court press on. 14. Joe Baffney gets a hand on it. Number 10, double team. He's going to have a double team. Number 25 brings it all the way up. No look pass to number 10. No good. Rebounded by Warden. He's being challenged hard by Arbuckle. Like I said, Arbuckle's a tough player, and Frankie's going to have a tough night. Joe Baffney came in left, went right, and looks like he got fouled. And here we go. Let's see what we got here. Okay, that foul is on 1-4. That one is on Vizea. That's his first, second team foul. And here we go. So Frankie's going to inbound the ball. He gets it to Green in the corner. And Green takes a shot. Long three. He called it a three. Okay. We'll take it as a three. All right, here we go. We got a score of 5-4 in favor of the Irish. Yakima Nation tried to inbound the ball and went right back out of bounds again. Full court press on. They've got to work their tail to get it down this end. They get it down to number 10. Number 10 throws it down to Arbuckle. They get it back to Hart. Hart puts up about a 20-footer, and that is good. You've got to keep on Hart all the time. He is a good player. All right, Jack Lesko going left side. Looks like he was going to go all the way. Bounce past it right through some player's legs. Here we go. Joe Baffney puts up a shot, and it was no good. And Warden with the attempted rebound, but he was fighting Hart for the ball, and we end up with a jump ball. And possession arrow gives it to the Irish. So we got Chase inbounding the ball from underneath the basket. All right, he's got to find somebody. Okay, here we go. He's going to throw it way out, and we have over and back. Oh, nope, we have another issue. Looks like Black was too close, or Black was on the line, and so we're going to get to reset that and try again. All right, this time you got Jack Lesko. He's got Arbuckle right in front of him. He also has number one, that's Stormstrom. And it's going to go in and out off of an Eagles player. And we'll just switch sides of the basket. So we are still at under the basket. And Chase is trying to get there and couldn't even get through the defense to go in from the backside. All right, here comes Baffney. Baffney puts up a shot right-handed. It's short. Frankie Warden gets it back to Baffney after the rebound, and Baffney was fouled. That foul is against Storm, and that is his first. That's the third team foul, and Joe Baffney's going to go to the line. All right, so 4 minutes, 39 seconds left, and we have a score right at this point, 5-6, with Joe at the strike shooting two. His first shot is up, and it is good. That's Joe Baffney's first point of the game. We are tied at 6. And here comes Baffney's second shot. Hits off the front of the iron, no good. Jack Lesko with the rebound. Jack Lesko brings it out and resets. And here we go. Jack Lesko's going to bounce it down into Warden. Warden throws it over to Baffney. Baffney goes up and put up a shot, and Hart, is that Hart? Yeah, Hart totally blocked it and rejected that shot. That was a great play by Hart. All right, Jack Lesko in the corner. He throws it to Green. Green's wide open for a three. Yeah, he went ahead and threw it in there for a three. That's Carter's second three-pointer, so he has 6 early in the game. We are at 9-6, 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in this first period. All right, so full-court press. We have a steal. Jack Lesko tapped it out, and Frankie Warden was able to capture the ball, and here we go. So here come the Irish. Jack Lesko throws it to Green in the corner. No good. Arbuckle had the line on. Oh, no, that wasn't Arbuckle. That was number 10. That was Rigdon. And it ended up going out off of an Irish player. So Seamus Doohan's coming in. Chase's going to take a breather. And here we go. All right, number 4, we're into bounds at the number 10. We have full court press on, and here we go. So get it back to Hart. Hart brings it up, throws it up to number 1, that is Strum, and throws it across. It was almost picked off by Green. Let's see where Green just steals it right from a player's hands. All right, they pass it up to Joe Baffney. Joe Baffney puts up a layup, and it is good, and here come the Eagles. All right, 11-6, 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. And as they tried to get it down near the basket, it was tipped out of the way by the Irish. So here we go. We got a substitution. Number 14 went out, and number 4 came in. Number 4 is Saluskin. So we got the Eagles going ahead and inbounding the ball from under their basket. And here we go. They throw it out to the top to number 10. They get it to Hart. Hart's out by the half-court line. Hart's going to bring it to the right. He's got Seamus Doohan and Lesko on him. They get it over to number 1. Number 1 puts up a turnaround jumper. No good. Rebounded by Warden, and here comes Joe Baffney down, and he almost got his pocket picked by number 1. went out of bounds, and it must have went off of Joe Baffney, and it belongs to the Eagles. So 3:07 left, 11-6 in favor of the DeSales Irish. So coach is setting the play, and we got Hart bringing the ball down. He's going to take it to the left side. He throws it over the corner to number one. They get it to the big man, and he does a couple little moves, and Arbuckle puts it in for two. That gives Arbuckle sixth early in this game. So here we go. We got Green bringing the ball down. Makes a nice little move on number four. Sheamus gives it to Warden. Warden's going to make a move on everybody. Waits for the defense to commit and then puts up a shot. It is no good. Rebounded by Arbuckle. And here come the Eagles. So Hart's going to bring the ball down. He's on the near side with us. And he's going to drive the lane. Puts up a shot. It is no good. It looks like he was fouled on his way up. Oh, no, he was fouled on before the shot. Okay, the foul is on Lesko. That's Lesko's first. That is the first team foul. And here we go. All right, so we're going to inbound the ball. Number four's got that duty. That's Luskin. And he is underneath his own basket. So Saluskin throws it over to Hart. Hart's got it on baseline. He makes a nice little turner, and he traveled trying to get one extra step, and now it is a DeSales ball. So the Eagles can play full court press also. So here we go. They get it to Joe Baffney. Joe Baffney brings it down the near side. He gets it to the top of the arch, and all right, so they're trying to get the play set. They get it into Warden. Warden throws it back out to Lesko. Lesko gets it back to Warden. Warden puts it on the floor, goes baseline. It is no good, and we have a foul. And let's see who we have here. That foul is going to be on Joe Baffney. That's his first. That's the second team foul. And here we go. Number four, Saluskin's going to inbound the ball. And we have a full court press on. Okay, looks like we're going to have a timeout or something. We have a delay in the game for just a second. It looks like somebody needed, we got some blood on one of the players, and he just needs to get it cleaned up. They'll get a Band-Aid on that, and then he can go back in. All right, so they put Chase in, and the Warden's out getting attended to, and here we go. They get it to number 10. Number 10 goes down, throws it back out. Now Hart's going to throw up a three. No good. The ball goes off of the Irish, and it will be Eagles' ball. But they have a new shot clock, so here we go. We got number four. Now we're going to have the timeout. Let's see how big of a timeout we're going to have. All right. We're going to take a full one-minute timeout, so let's take a break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Vacation time is coming, and you need to get your passport ready for travel. Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. Did you know that Postal Annex is your place for passport photos and renewals? Come see us for the best passport photos in town. Then let us guide you through the renewal process from pictures to paperwork to the check for payment. We'll help you get your application safely sent. We also offer expedited passport services for those last-minute emergency passports. That's Postal Annex, Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back to Dayton High School in Dayton, Washington. Got tongue-tied there. And officials got something they're working out, and we are just about ready to get going. The players are all back out on the court, and one of the officials is visiting with somebody at the scorer's table. So not sure what they got going on there, but we will get underway here momentarily. All right, here we go.
Nope. For the Irish, number 24 will now be wearing jersey number 30.
So number 24, that's Warden. He must have got blood on his uniform. He will be switching to number 30. So I know Frankie by his face, so that'll be fine. I won't have a problem with that. So, yeah, under the blood rule, if you have wet blood on a uniform, you have to replace it. All right, they give him to number 10. He puts up a shot from about 10 feet out, no good. Arbuckle goes to the floor, and here we go. We got Joe Baffney comes in, drives the lane, puts up a little layup, and it is good. And that gives Joe Baffney 3. So the score is 13-8 in favor of the Irish. They get it to number 2. That's Lewis. Lewis gets it out to Hart. Hart's calling for a screen. Didn't get there. Number 4 had the ball for a second. That's Saluskin. They get it back out to Hart. Let's see who put that up. Number 10 put up a little turnaround jumper. It was no good. Rebounded by Doohan. And here we go. We got Baffney puts up about a 15-footer. It's no good. Goes to the right. And the rebound is by Baffney. And they get trying to get it to Doohan. And looks like number 2 got there, Lewis. And they are scrambling for the ball. And we have a jump ball. And the possession arrow gives it to the Eagles. So we got bodies on the floor. We got tails wagging or tongues wagging. And these kids are hustling hard. So we're going to put in Frankie Warden. He is now number 30. And we got Ryan Chase coming back for a break. So Frankie had a little blood, got it on his uniform, and they have to clean up his uniform so he cannot wear it with fresh blood on it. So Hart's going to bring the ball down. He's trying to catch his breath, too. They've been working, both teams are working hard. All right, we got a 3 from the corner. That was number 0 that put that up, and that is Longhi. And now we have a stoppage of play, and we got to figure out what's going on here. Yeah, anything that happens in front of the student section, all I can see is heads. So it's you're going to have to bear with me here a little bit on that. So we're going to inbound the ball. I don't know who it is, but I know it's going to be an Eagle player. They throw it out to number 10. 10 is Rigdon. And Rigdon gets it to number 2, Lewis. And here we go. Lewis brings it down the far side, and he was fouled by Green. Okay, that's Carter Green's first. That is the third team foul, and both teams are sitting at 3. So we're going to inbound it from the far side. He gets it into Hart. Hart gives it back to Lewis, and Lewis brings it across the court following the arch. He throws it down into number 25. Number 25 throws it immediately to 0, and Longhi puts it up for the nice layup. So here we go. We got less than 20 seconds. Jack Lesko is going to try to set the play for the last shot of this period. We are at 13-10. We are now under 10 seconds. Joe Baffney gets it out to Green. Green dribbles it in. He gets it to Warden, and they get it to Doohan. Out to Green. Green puts up a 3. It is no good. And no foul. Carter Green ended up on his backside, but there is no foul. So at the end of this first period, we have a score of 13-10. Let's go ahead and take a break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Vision Source Walla Walla has offered comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lens and frames to Walla Walla and the surrounding communities since the late 1970s. Dr. Roseanne Schneller, Dr. Harry Wiesner, and Dr. Danny Wiesner specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of a wide array of eye diseases, conditions, and vision problems. Give yourself the gift of clear vision. Schedule an appointment today. Vision Source Walla Walla, 614 East Alder Street, Walla Walla.
I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news, if your air conditioner and furnace are over 10 years old, they've pretty much gone to the dogs. The good news, Total Comfort Solutions has a 2-for deal. Get a free furnace with air conditioner purchase. This is your chance to fetch a free furnace when you purchase a new air conditioner. And the first 19 customers get a free programmable thermostat. To find out more about this doggone good deal, call 509-204-1744 or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to Dayton High School, Dayton, Washington, as we're getting ready to start up the second period. The score is 13-10 in favor of the DeSales Irish. We are playing Yakima Nation Eagles today for opportunity to go to the regional tournament, and loser season is over. So they get it to Chase, top of the arch. They get it to Deb Affney down in the low post. Puts up a shot, no good, and we're going to go with the Eagles ball. So Eagles are going to inbound. It looks like Saluskin's going to do it. And, all right, looks like we got some of the starters back in. We get it back to number zero. They had a steal for a second by Jack Lesko, and then it ended up going back to the Indians. Here comes Hart. He puts it down inside the and puts up about a 15-footer, and it is good. So that gives Hart two for this period and four for the game. Here comes Jack Lesko. He's going to drive the lane, puts up a scoop shot, and we're going to have him go into the line. Okay, that foul's on number 25. That's Hart. That's Hart's first. That is his fourth team foul, and Jack Lesko will be going to the line to shoot two. 7 minutes, 25 seconds left. We have a score of 13-12. And Jack's first shot is good, so now it's 14-12. And it had to bounce in, but you know what? It doesn't matter how it gets there as long as it gets there. So Jack's second shot is up, and it is also good. That was nothing but net, and we have a score of 15-12. So Hart's going to bring the ball down. We still have a full-court press on by the Irish. They get it to number four. Number four throws it into the corner. Number 25 throws it far side. Arbuckle puts it down baseline, throws up a left-hander, and it is good. That is 8 points for Arbuckle. And here comes Jack Lesko on the near side. Jack Lesko is going to pass it off to Chase. Chase hands it off to Green, top of the arch. Green drives it down. Here comes Jack Lesko. Baseline, throws up about a 10-footer, and that is good. So 17-14, 6:47 left in this second period. Here we go. We got number four. That's Saluskin. He gets it to the top of the arch. Hart looked at a long three and then decided to pull it up, and he took about a 20-footer, and it was no good. Here we go. The ball's passed back to Jack Lesko. A little behind the back. Jack Lesko gets attacked from behind, and we're going to have a foul. And okay, that foul is on number four. But I made that sound like it was Ward, but it wasn't. It just was kind of funny because you don't normally see him coming in from behind like that. And I have a feeling Saluskin might have tripped into him a little bit, not actually hit him hard like that. I think he just tripped into it. I've watched these guys play. They're good clean players. So, all right, we got Caden McCullough in. McCullough's going to inbound the ball. See. So he is going to get it back to the top to Baffney. Baffney's going to bring it to the top of the arch. Caden McCullough puts up a three, and no good. Baffney was there for the rebound. Joe Baffney, his shot was no good. He got knocked to the ground, but it ends up being an Irish ball. Good. So we got Frankie Warden underneath the basket, going to inbound the ball. We have number 10 coming in. That's Rigdon. And Longhi is going to go back out. So here we go. We got Frankie is going to inbound the ball, and he gets it out to Baffney. Baffney gets it over the near side to Green. They get it back to Warden. Warden puts up a three, no good. Joe Baffney with the rebound, and I think he may have got fouled on the way up. So here we go. So the foul is going to be on number 10. That's Rigdon's first. That's the 16 foul, and Joe Baffney is going to the stripe to shoot two. All right. Here comes Joe's first shot, and it is good. That is 4 points for Joe, and we have a score of 18-14, 6 minutes, 8 seconds left in this second period. All right. Joe's got the ball. His second shot is up, and he hits off and rims out, and Arbuckle with the rebound. So here comes Hart near side with the ball. He's got Arbuckle to his immediate left, and he's being guarded by Lesko. Now he got double team for a quick second there. He gets it back out to number two. They throw it to number one at the top. Back to number two in the corner. He throws it back out to the top to number one, and they're going to get it to Hart and let Hart reset it. He's going to drive on the right side, and boy, I don't know how he didn't get his pocket picked, but he did a great job. He got it to Arbuckle. Arbuckle put up a shot. It was no good, and we have a foul. Okay, that's number 30. That's Warden's first, and that is the fourth team foul, and they're going to be inbounding the ball from underneath the basket. So they get it over to number 10. Number 10 throws it across back to number 1. Number one has to throw it back outside to number 10. They got Hart right here. Hart crosses at the top. He's got Lesko all over him. And here we go. Hart puts up a nice move. His shot is no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and Carter Green wisely lets that ball disappear out of bounds. So looks like Arbuckle might have got whacked a little bit out there, and he got a little blood that he wants to get cleaned up. So I hope he's okay. It looks like maybe he got bumped in the nose or something. So he's a good player. I hope to hate to see him get go out for that reason. I'm sure he's going to be okay. Carter Green gets it in to Joe Baffney. Joe Baffney's got the duty to bring it across. He gets across half court and gets to the top of the arch. Gets back out to Carter Green. Top of the arch. Carter Green's going to drive left side. And they get it to Joe Baffney. Joe Baffney puts up a shot from the stripe. And that was good. And we have a score of 20-14. We have a stolen pass. And they're going to get a foul on number two. And we're going to be... That foul is on number two. That is the seventh. And that is going to be Jack Lesko in the line shooting 1-on-1. He just kind of came up from behind him, and I don't think he meant to, but he ran right into him and made Jack have to stumble forward. Luckily, he didn't go to the floor, but it didn't look good. All right, here comes Jack's shot, and it is good. As you would say, nothing but net. And Jack's going to get a second one of that 1-on-1. And here we go. Jack's second shot is up, and it is also good. So, all right, here we go. Number one brings the ball down. He gets it to number two. Number one's going to cross, and he throws it over to number zero. They get it back to number one. Now they get it to Hart. Hart lost the handle on the ball. We got bodies falling every which way. Hart lost the handle on the ball, and they're going to call Frankie Warden for a foul, even though Frankie Warden was the one on the ground. But anyway, that's Warden's second. That's the 15th foul. We had bodies flying every which way, so here we go. Officials are trying to work something out with a coach, and the gym gets quiet so they can all hear what they're saying. All right. So here we go. Eagles getting bound the ball. Number two throws it into Hart, and Hart's going to bring it down near side. He's got Carter Green all over him, and Joe Baffney was camped out in the key, and they're going to call Baffney for the foul. Wow. Okay. I mean, Joe had been there a while, but I guess not long enough. So Hart's going to go to the line, and he is shooting two. So I'm sure the coach isn't real happy about that. But, he gave an explanation, and that's the way it is. So Hart's first shot hits off the back of the iron. It is no good. Here comes Arbuckle back in. I'm glad he's okay. So I'm not sure who went out, so I'm trying to figure that out. But, all right, here comes Hart. He's got to get his second shot. And it is up, and it is good. So Hart's got another one to add. So that gives him five. And we're going to bring Carter Green in, and Seamus Doohan is going out. So we got McCullough in and Doohan in. And they're going to get it to Lesko. Lesko's going to have the duty bringing the ball across half court. They do have kind of a loose full court press going on. Jack Lesko's going to get it to Doohan over in the corner. Doohan throws it all the way down baseline. Joe Baffney puts up a three. It is no good. And it should be our ball, but nope, it's going to be Eagles' ball. Sure looked like it went the other way, but I'm about as far away in the gym as I can be, so that's probably why they don't officiate from up here. So, all right, number one's going to inbound the ball for the Eagles. He gets it to Hart, and here comes Hart. Hart's got Arbuckle on the right. They throw it all the way through. It goes off of number 10, and the Irish are going to maintain possession, or regain possession. All right, Doohan throws it in to Lesko. Lesko's going to bring it across the half-court stripe, and here we go. So they get it to the corner to Doohan. Doohan's trying to find a spot for it. They get it to McCullough. McCullough faked a three, get down to the Warden. Lesko's trying to fake somebody out, and they get it down to Warden. And what happened? We have a foul. And somebody's going to be shooting one-on-one. Okay, that foul is on Black 10. That's Rigdon. That's his second. That's the 18th foul. And Frankie Warden is going to go to the line. So Frankie will be shooting one-on-one. And Frankie's first shot is good. That's the first points for Frankie, but he's got Hart and Arbuckle in there, and he's got his hands full. That is two tall individuals and both good players. So Frankie Warden's second shot is no good. Rebounded by 10. We have 3 minutes and 45 seconds left. The score is 23-15 in favor of the DeSales Irish. Hart's going to throw it across to number 10. 10 gets it down inside to Arbuckle. Arbuckle wanted to put up kind of a lazy shot, and he was rejected by Warden. Lesko brings it all the way down and puts up the shot baseline, and it is good. So that looks, that's Jack Lesko playing right there. 25-15 in favor of the Irish. Here, number 25, Hart has the ball. He's bringing it down the near side. Hart's going to throw it into the middle to number 25. Number 25 from the high post brings it down to the baseline. His shot was no good. Rebounded by Warden. Here comes Lesko. Lesko on 1-on-4. Joe Baffney waits for the defense to clear. His shot was no good. Seamus Duban with the rebound. He puts up a shot. His shot's no good. And Arbuckle with the rebound. Here we come with the Eagles, 25-15. Boy, I don't know how those shots didn't fall, but they sure didn't. And we're going to have a foul. And here we go. Let's see what we got. Okay, that was on Jack Lesko. He not only drew the foul, but he also got to go onto the floor. So that was an interesting call, but that's the call they made. All right, number one, Strum, is going to be shooting one-on-one from the stripe. All right, here we go. Strum's first shot is up and hits off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by number 10. Number 10 puts the comebacker up in there and put back up in there, and it is good for 2 points, 25-17 in favor of the Irish. Jack Lesko's got number one way out inside by the half court stripe. They get it to Joe Baffney. Joe Baffney hands it back to Lesko. Lesko gets it back to Baffney at the top. McCullough's wide open, puts up a three, no good. Joe Baffney's underneath, puts up a two. He had to wait for the defense to clear, but it was good for two. So we have a 10-point lead at this point, coming up on the two-minute mark in this second. Here goes Joe. Hart put up a nice move going inside, and he threw it down to the low post to Arbuckle, and Arbuckle put it up 4-2. So 27-19 in favor of the Irish. All right, Lesko's going to bring it down. He got lost the handle for a second, and here we go. He gets it in the corner to McCullough. McCullough's going to throw it down into Warden. Warden goes baseline, throws up a shot, no good. Baffney gets the rebound, no good. And now it looks like Joe Baffney may be going to the stripe because he was fouled. That foul is on Arbuckle. That's his second. And that is the 19th foul. So Joe will be shooting two. 27-19 at this point. 1:39 left in this second period. So here comes Joe's first shot. Up off the back of the iron, no good, darn it. And Joe's usually pretty solid on all these. It happens. All right, looks like Carter Green's going to go back out, and Seamus Duhan is going to come in. Nice job out there, Seamus. All right, Carter Green's in, and here we go. Joe Baffney's second shot is up. And it rattles in, and it is good. So that's another point for Joe. He's got, what, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points thus far in this game. They get it to Hart. Hart's just coming across the half-court line. Gets it over to number one in the corner. They're going to throw it back out to Hart. Hart takes it in the corner, throws up a three, and buries it. So that is somebody you've got to stay on because he can definitely be dangerous from anywhere. 28-22. Jack Lesko takes the ball down. He got a wide-open Frankie Warden down there. Puts up a shot. No good. Frankie, and then he ends up traveling. Oh, darn it. I mean, Frankie's working hard out down there, and he had all the both big guys were not anywhere around him. So that was a shame. because he ended up having to go down to the ground, get whacked on that. Number 10 throws it over to number 1. Number 1 brings it across the half-court line. They throw it to number 4 that was crashing. The ball is picked off, and Carter Green has it now. And here we go. Here come the Irish. We are under 1 minute left in the second period, and Carter Green has the ball. He gets it to McCullough. McCullough drives baseline. He gets it to Joe Baffney. Joe Baffney's going to drive in. McCullough was wide open, and they didn't get him to get the shot. They're going to call a foul on Baffney. That is Baffney's third. That is the 18 foul. And here we go. So, all right. Make sure everybody's behaving down there. All right, here we go. Number 4 is going to inbound it to Hart. And Hart doesn't have Arbuckle in right at the moment, so would imagine you're going to see Hart do something. And we're going to have a timeout. And I just need to find out how big. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. Let's go ahead and take a break. The score is 28-22. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Hey, you guys, you probably didn't know this, but I'm a word guy. I like to study phrases. Take bada boom, for example. Now, bada boom is another way of saying, yo, I finished it. It's beautiful. Look at it. Bada bing. It's just like it. You know, bada bing, I'm finished. Well, here's something you gotta finish. A bada bing panini at Cugini. Hot copa, hot calabrese, spicy pepperoni with hot peppers. Oh, man. Bada bing, Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, welcome back. We got 37 seconds left in the second period. The Eagles will inbound the ball at half court. Number 4 has that duty, Sluskin. And he's going to throw it into Strom. So I'm bringing it across the half-court line. And here we go. So they get it into number 10 at the top of the arc. Hart's going to throw up a shot from the three-point stripe at the top. No good. Rebounded by McCullough. McCullough bounce passes it to Lesko. Lesko is going to slow it down. He should be able to get to go for the last shot. There is no shot clock. So they get it back to Doohan. Carter Green takes it to the court, the corner. Doohan's working at the top, out of the top. We had a attempted steal, and all right, we had an attempted steal by Lesko, and we're going to end up with a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and stay here for this 30-second timeout, but there was a little bit of activity on the ground there. Lesko had a steal working, and then he was in the process of throwing it to somebody else when the coach called timeout, so it should be Irish ball when we get back in. 6.9 seconds left in this second period. The score is 28-22. The big scorers are just who you'd think they would be. Arbuckle, Hart, on our side it would be Lesko and Baffney. Frankie Warden, he has got his hands full in there. There's two big guys in there, and they are two good players. And then also on number 10 is making Frankie's life a little bit harder. So I'm not trying to make excuses for Warden. He's a good player, but he's got his hands full tonight. I know he likes a little challenge, so he's up for it. So here we go. Jack Lesko, and he's got number 1. Storm trying to keep him from bringing it in. They get it to Warden. Warden fakes one way, goes the other way. He's going to give it to Green. Green's at the top of the arch. He throws up a 3 at the buzzer beater, and Green's shot is good. That is his third three-pointer. So at the end of the half, we have a score of 31-22 in favor of Irish. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Kevin Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
When you're listening to a great game on the radio, financial planning may be far from your mind. But consider the importance of planning for your retirement, for your children's college tuition, and whatever other goals you may have. Experienced financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro at D.A. Davidson can help create smart wealth planning strategies tailored just for you to reach your goals. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to Dayton High School here in Dayton, Washington, for a kind of a barn burner of a game here. I mean, with the losers out, the winner is second place and heads to the regional tournament next week, and I believe they're going to do it next weekend. All that has not been determined yet, so I won't even be able to give you that when the game is over tonight. So, unfortunately, unless a miracle happens and somebody comes along and tells me, but I asked and nobody had any information prior to the game. So let's go over scores for the Yakima Nation Eagles. We have Arbuckle with 10, Hart with 8, you got Rigdon with a couple, and Longhi with a couple. The reason that I say that Frankie's going to have a rough night is he has got to deal with Arbuckle and Hart, and he's going to have them in his pocket all day long. Number 10 is going to be right there, and they make it a tough, tough situation inside. So for scores for the Irish, Lesko has 12, Baffney has 9, Green has 9, and they're all three-pointers. That's a nice thing to see. Green's was sick for a couple weeks there, and it's nice to see him back and hitting some points because he can score in bunches, and he's just getting started and getting himself warmed up. And then I hate to even mention it, but Frankie Warden has 1 point. And I keep saying it, and I hope you guys don't think I'm making excuses for Warden. I just can see what he's got going on. And he has got twin towers, three towers, whatever you want to call it, and they are making life difficult for him. But he is up for the task, and he enjoys that kind of stuff. And he still has his Frankie smile, so that's a good thing. So we're going to go ahead and take another two-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact.
That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to this district playoff game. This is the final game of the Southeast Washington 1B district tournament. Being held here, the first parts of the games were held in at the home court, and for the final portions of the games, so all the championships and the semifinals were all held at Dayton, and I like it. It's a nice gym. It's bright. It's different than anything I've seen, but I really, really like the layout. I can see how it would be a really conducive layout, and it's pretty similar to what Pomeroy has, so I like both of those gyms, I think it's just because they have the mezzanine up above, and it's kind of a neat deal. But our score is 31-22 in favor of the DeSales Irish, and we are playing Yakima Nation Eagles, and it's everything that we build it to be. It's a great game. They are working hard, and both teams are, I would imagine, both getting a nice pep talk. No reason for anything too harsh because they're both playing really, really well. Lots of full courts, so the tongues are dragging a little bit because that's a lot of work to have to cover the whole court every single play. But these guys are in shape, and they're up for the challenge. So let's go ahead and take a one-minute break as the teams start to come back in. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The word about Fazari's Pizza has gone global,
and we thought you should be able to order on your mobile.
So we took Fazari's.com
down to the size of your palm.
Grab your Android or iPhone and click on Fazari's.com.
For a sandwich, pasta, or a pizza, that's the bomb.
Just push this button and place your order.
And you can even order extra and be a Fazari's hoarder.
Oh, boys, only you could make a smartphone sound so tasty.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston. Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to Dayton High School, where we are getting ready to fire up the second half of this exciting district playoff game. Like I said before, the winner gets to move on. The loser season is over. And I tell you what, that is a tough deal. I've been in that situation before. It is never fun, but hey, you know what? There's a whole bunch of teams that would like to be in this situation right at this moment. And that's what you always have to keep in mind. So the way that the schedule looks is that the regional tournament, like I said, is just a seeding tournament. There is 16 teams in it, and so there's 8 games, and those 8 games will determine where they play in the March tournament. The tournament in March. So, if you go to the WIAA, that's the Washington Interscholastic Athletic Association. I got Interscholastic. I always mess that one up. And there's a good brackets in there, and they should start filling those brackets out this weekend. And so you would have that information. But that's what the plan is. Friday or Saturday, they will play a regional seeding game. And then March 2nd in Spokane, through March 5th will be the state tournament. So we are ready to get started here. The Eagles are going to inbound the ball. You got Hart's going to inbound it into number 14, Visea. And here we go. Visea gets the ball to the over the half court, gets it over to number one. They work it into the corner. Two, I can't see it because of the people. What do we got? Number 10. And looks like we got a shot for three. I'll get you a number. That was a number 14. Rebounded by Gordon. And here come the Irish. Jack Lesko has the ball. He's got Strom right in front of him. He gets it to Green in the corner. Green puts up a three, and it didn't go in that time, but Arbuckle with the rebound. And when that big man comes through, you know he came through. He's a good player. All right, here comes McCullough. We had a shot up, and Warden with a clean block, and it comes back to Irish ball, and here we go with Jack Lesko. They get it to Baffney, then it to Green, and here we go. Ever since they did the haircuts, like everybody wanted to be like Jack, I had to work a little bit harder. So we got Joe Baffney, has the ball inside the key. He gets it to Lesko. Lesko gets it to Green. Green's going to get it to Chase. Everybody's on the floor, and here come the Eagles. All right, they stole the ball, and we were getting headed for a shot clock violation anyway. And here we go. We got the ball to number 25. He works it over in the corner, and number 25 throws it over to the far corner and where near where I'm at. They get it to number one, and we're going to have a foul. The foul is going to be on Green. That's Green's second. That is the first foul of the second half, and here we go. All right. Number 14 gets it into number one. And number one gets it back to 14. They get it to the corner to number 10. They throw it down inside and to Arbuckle, but Warden taps it over to Lesko. Lesko brings it down in a big hurry. Carter Green bounce passes it down to Warden. Warden puts up a shot and is fouled on his way up. And let's see who did it. The foul is going to be on number 10. That is Rigdon's third. That is the first team foul, and Frankie Warden is going to be going to the stripe. So, all right, Frankie's at the stripe, and here we go. His first shot is up and is good. And it's the second point for Frankie. I think they keep beating him like that, and he keeps putting up shots. He's going to draw a lot of fouls. So, all right, here we go. Frankie's second shot is up, and it is also good. And definitely Warden knows how to shoot foul shots. All right, so we got full court press on. They get the ball to Hart. Hart's got the duty bringing it across half court. He throws it up to number one, advances the ball across the half court line. All right, number one's going to bring it near the half court stripe and work in the middle. They got it over to the far side, number 14. They get it to Hart, who somehow crossed all the way across the court in a big hurry. They tried to throw it into Arbuckle, and Warden got his hands on it, and the ball went out of bounds. So there is 4 seconds left on the shot clock. And we have 5 minutes, 50 seconds left. Score's 33-22 in favor of the Irish. So number one's going to inbound the ball. And he is going to get it to Hart. Hart's going to put it on the floor. Throws up a three. Hits off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Lesko. Lesko jumped out of his shoes to get that, but he got it. And here comes Jack Lesko. Top of the arch. Gets it to Green. Green crosses. Gets it into the corner to Chase. Chase throws it back to Green. Green comes baseline, gets it to Baffney. Baffney puts up about a 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Arbuckle. And here come the Eagles. Hart's got the ball across the half court, and he gets it to the stripe, and it ends up with a miscue, and it went out of bounds. So 5 minutes, 20 seconds, and here comes the Irish. Scores 33-22. The Eagles are under the full court press. They like that full court press, both sides. All right, here we go. Joe Baffney gets it around the defense, and he brings it down, gets a stop, gets it to Chase, and they reset with Carter Green at the top of the arch. And Carter's got Hart on him, and they get it out to Chase. Chase throws it inside to Baffney. Baffney bounce passes it up to Warden, and Warden is fouled, and he is going to the stripe to shoot two. So let's see who's that foul on. Okay, that foul is on number 10, Rigdon. That's his fourth. That's the second team foul, and Frankie will be going to the stripe. And I think if they could feed Frankie that way, he's either just going to start scoring a ton of points or he's just going to draw them all into fouls. So Frankie's first shot is good. That's his fourth point of the game. And we got number 10 going out. Number 0 came in, and that is Longhi. So we got Frankie Warden at the stripe for one more shot. And here we go. Frankie's second shot is up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Lesko, and we have a foul. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Baffney. Rebounded by Baffney, but we have a foul. Okay, Black 0, that would be Longhi. That's Longhi's first. That's the third team foul. And here we go. So we got Chase going to inbound the ball. Chase is going to get it to... Okay, number 30, they got Warden for a foul away from the ball. I don't know what he did, but whatever it did, it gave the ball to the Eagles now. So that is Frankie's third, and they get it into Hart, and Hart's going to bring the ball down on the far side. So here we go, to him and number one cross. Number one takes the ball, and we had an inadvertent buzzer, and I think we're going to reset things because that was kind of disturbing here. Okay, I guess the timer has a question, and so he's trying to get the official's attention. We have 4 minutes, 52 seconds left on this third period to score at 34-22. And let's see, both teams, let's see, we got 3 fouls for the Eagles and 1 for the Irish. So I'm going to have some, I got some people I got to look around when we get some action in the far side, so you got to bear with me, people. So... All right, number one has it across the half court. They're going to work it into the corner. And I'm sorry, on the far side, I can't see the corner at all. Number 25 puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Arbuckle. Arbuckle puts up the second, the return, and it is good. All right, Carter Green brings the ball down. Carter gets it to Baffney. Baffney back to Carter. All this is about 20 feet outside the arcs. All right, here we go. Green gets it to Baffney as they cross. Joe Baffney comes across the top. And he puts up the layup, works around everybody, and puts up for 2. So that's 11 for Baffney. And here we go. We got Hart, brings it across, throws it across the line to number one. Number one drives the lane, and then he tried to throw it to Arbuckle, and Lesko with the steal. So here comes Lesko. He's going to drive the ball, and he's going to reset, gets it back to Green. 4 minutes left in this third period. And they get it to Joe Baffney, and Carter Green are working outside the arch a little high. And they get it back to Baffney. He's on the other side. They get it into Gordon down inside. He makes a nice little move around Arbuckle and puts it up for 2. We're going to take a timeout. I got to find out how big of a timeout. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So I'm afraid that the rest of this game might be really difficult for me to announce. I'm going to do the best I can. I got to look around a lot of people just standing in my way. So, all right, we're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and stay here. And I think that I was thinking the same way the coach is. I'm seeing him get that ball to Warden a little bit and let him just brawl it out in there. That's about the only way I can say it. The only thing that's scary is Frankie has 3 fouls. And we are midway in this third period. So, all right, here we go. Both teams are on the court now. Officials are out. 3:44 left in this third period. The score is 38-24 in favor of the Irish. All right, here we go. Number 14 is going to inbound the ball. He's got Hart right there to receive. And they get the ball to Hart. I do not see Arbuckle in here. I know Scabby Robe's in. Let's see, they get it to number 14, that is Vasea. Vasea's going to throw it out to number 0. They get it to 14 again. 14 puts a nice move on, and that was a shot by Hart, no good. Rebounded by Warden, and Warden is fouled. That was a foul on number 1, that's his second. That is the fourth team foul. And Green's going to inbound the ball. We have full court press on as everywhere. Both teams are full court pressing every time now. All right, here comes Carter Green. He gets across the half court stripe to Lesko in the corner. They get it down in deep to Baffney. Warden. Joe Baffney was crashing the lane, and they threw it to Baffney. and he put it in for two with the layup. Hart's got the ball down in the corner, putting on some nice moves, throws it completely across the court to number 33. He puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Green after everybody touched it, and they knocked it out of bounds trying to steal the ball. So Green's going to inbound the ball from the half-court stripe. The score is 40-24 in favor of your Irish. They get it to Baffney in the backcourt, and here comes Joe. He's got it across the court, got to get it back over to Lesko. Carter Green on the near side and top of the arch. They get it over to the top of the key to Lesko. Lesko puts up a shot from the stripe, and it was good. And that's Jack's first shot for this third period, his first points for this third period. All right, we got Hart's got the ball at the top of the stripe, or top of the arch, and he throws it over to number one. Number one's going to get it down in the corner to number 14. 14 back out to Hart. Hart makes a great spin move, puts up a shot, and I have a feeling he may have been fouled on his way up. So the foul was on number 20. That's on Chase. That is Chase's first. That is the second team foul, and Hart will go to the stripe. 2 minutes and 9 seconds left in this third period. Hart's first shot is no good. Hit off the front of the iron, bounced up and off. So we're going to bring in Doohan and McCullough, and Green and Chase are going to take a break. And here we go. All right, Hart's going to take a second shot. And it is up and good. So that is 9 for Hart. All right, they get it to Baffney. Baffney's got the duty bringing it down this time. He's going to take it down the far side. He gets it to Lesko on this side, top of the arch. And here we go. We go into the corner to Doohan. Doohan brings it out on one dribble. They get it to McCullough. He's going to take it over to the other side. Back to Doohan at the top. Doohan drives the lane, and he was fouled on the way in. Well, I guess he wasn't fouled. I guess he lost the handle on it. So sure looked like he was, but again, they don't make calls from up here. So, all right, number two. Gets it to number two, Hart. Hart makes a couple good moves. He's got Scabby Robe in the corner. Hart just takes it all by himself and just took on the whole Irish team and did a nice layup and put it in for two. That was a great, great move on Hart's part. Here comes Jack Lesko with the full court press, a little behind the back. They get it over to Baffney. Baffney's going to come right up into Hart's face. Lesko puts up a three. It bounce, 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 no good. And let the officials figure out who gets the ball. So the ball is going to go to the Eagles. And, of course, we've got full court press. Number two is going to bring it in. He throws it to Hart. And Hart's got to bring the ball down. He gets it all the way up to number zero. And zero puts a little move and puts a little layup up. And that was good for two. So that gives him four. And we got Lesko. Throws it to Baffney to Warden. And Warden gets it to Lesko. Lesko driving, and I'm not sure what happened there. So okay, that was foul was on number two, and that is his second. That is the fifth team foul, and so Doohan's going to inbound the ball. All right, got Scabby Robe right in front of him. He gets in the corner to Lesko. Lesko throws it down inside to Warden. Warden's putting some moves on. They get it back out to Lesko for three. And Jack just puts it in. That's the way to do it, Jack. That is the way. That gives him 5 for this half. That gives him 17 for the game. Hart's going to, he drove in, then he drove back out. Now Hart's going to try it again. And a little jump move. And he puts the layup in for 2. So we have a score of 45-31. We are under 30 seconds in this third period. Baffney gets it to Doohan. Doohan back to Lesko at the top of the arc. Lesko's setting this thing up for the final shot. The shot clock is off. Jack Lesko is trying to put a move on two, and he does. Frank Warden puts his shot up, and his shot was blocked. I mean, that was legit. So that was came in hard, and I think that was Hart that took him, but all right, we got a blood timeout here. We're getting Frankie Warden's got a bleeding elbow, and his Band-Aid didn't hold up, so the doc's got to tape him a little better that time. All right, here we go. Jack Lesko's going to inbound the ball. Everything's tight. They get it to Chase. There's 6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They get it down to Lesko. Lesko waits for the defense to clear. They get it back out to Baffney, but it's unfortunate. It was after the time had expired. So we have a score of 45-31 in favor of the Irish. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you are a member of the Walla Walla YMCA, you already know about the many benefits of Y membership. This message isn't for you. This message is for those of you who are not members at the Y. You can still participate in any of our paid programs, including camps, childcare, swimming lessons, youth programs, and personal training. No joining fee, no monthly fees, just the fee for the program. Go to www.ymca.org to learn more. That's www.ymca.org.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, the Irish are 8 minutes away from securing their trip to the state tournament. The districts, the regionals next week is all about seeding. There is no elimination. They need to get through this, but they cannot lay down in the next 8 minutes because the Eagles will definitely take care of them. So Jack Lesko with a nice move, puts up a shot, and I believe he was fouled. Yep, he was fouled. He's going to be shooting two, and the foul is going to be on number 33, Scabby Robe. That's his first, and that is the 16th foul, and Jack will be shooting two. From the line, Jack's usually pretty good. So, all right, here we go. Jack's first shot is good. Sorry if I jinxed you, Jack, but you are pretty good. All right, Jack's first shot. That's his first points for this period. And here he comes up for his second shot. All right, that is also good. All right, here we go. And we got number two has the ball. Bounce passes it over to number 25, Hart. And Hart's got Baffney and Lesko guarding him. And he is putting on some moves over there. Lesko with the steal. Goes out of bounds off of Hart. And it is an Irish ball. Hart doesn't like the call, but it is what it is. The coach doesn't like it either, so let's move. We're moving on. All right, we got a substitution coming in. Number four is coming in for number zero. And here goes the inbound. That we don't have the ball handed off yet. Okay, Duhan throws it to Baffney. Baffney's going to bring it across the half-court stripe. He's got number four all over him. They get it back out, and he throws it down inside the Warden. Baffney crashing, puts up a shot. It was rejected by Hart. Number 14 had the ball stolen, and it looks like we're going to have a foul. Okay, the foul's going to be on number three, and that is his third, and it is our third team, 14 foul, okay? So they're going to, well, they're going to talk about it first, and officials are working out whatever the issue is, and they've all separated, so looks like whatever it is, there's nothing that's going to change, and here we go. So we're going to get the ball to Hart. He throws it out to number two. That's Lewis, and Lewis throws it. Oh, he's going to throw it back into Hart, and he would have probably got picked had he done that. We get it back out to number two at the top, number 14. Hart comes all the way across. Number 14 puts on a nice move against Baffney. And Baffney with a partial steal, and I'm afraid Joe may have got a foul. Yep, he sure did. So that's Baffney's fourth. That is the 15th foul. And we got to get some of these guys to be careful out there because we need them for the rest of the 7 minutes. Joe Baffney's going to come out. Carter Green's going in. Joe Baffney's got some bleeding going on, and so he needs to get retaped. And here we go. So They throw it in from the Eagles. Sorry, I can't see that corner of the court. Hart throws it into the corner, and it keeps on going. So miscue on that one, and it will be Irish ball. Seamus Doohan will be inbounding from the corner, and here we go. So Seamus is going to throw it to number one. That's Carter Green, and Green's going to bring it down, and he's got number four all over him, and Carter can handle it. And so there's just that full court press. It just adds to the fun. They get it to a crashing Lesko. Lesko put the layup in, and Hart, with the perfect timing, rejected it. It looks like Hart got the put back, and he put it in for two. So we have a score of 33-47. We're going to take a timeout. Looks like we're going to take a one-minute timeout. So you are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Flexibilities may be new to the area, but we have been providing flexible options for all your sign, apparel, and promotional product needs since 1998. We are a veteran-owned, family-run business who have focused on supporting other veterans and their families. We have our red t-shirt program, Remember Everyone Deployed, military crests, customized monograms, wood flags, engraved mugs. You get the idea. Don't see it on flexibilities.com? Please reach out. We are ever evolving and would love a challenge.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, we're in Dayton, Washington today at Dayton High School. The score is 47-33, 6 minutes 34 seconds left in this contest. Winner goes to state, loser is done. So Seamus is going to throw the ball in, and he's going to get it to Green in the corner. He's being guarded tough by number four. Definitely man-on-man, full court press, although Seamus somehow shook his guy, and now we are on this side of the court. So they get it to Green, throws it back out to Seamus. Now we got Jack Lesko. He's going to fake like he was going to put up a shot. Here goes Seamus. Seamus is going to drive the lane. They get the ball to Warden, and we have a foul. Okay, they gave the foul to Doohan, and I'm not understanding, but seems like we run into somebody and we get the foul. They run into somebody and we get the foul, so I'm not sure if I understand. All right, number four brings the ball down. He's going to be guarded by Lesko and Doohan. To get it to number two, Lewis. They get it to Hart. Hart faked a three. Now he's going to put up a 25-foot jumper. Ball goes up, and it is out of bounds. It will be Irish ball. So we got number two, Doohan's going to inbound the ball. He's going to have Scabby Robe all over him and trying to get it in. They get it to Lesko, and we have to figure out which way it went. The officials are saying that it went off of an Irish player, but they're going to talk about it, and we'll see what we have here. Down in the corner, I can't see the action down there, so I'm having to guess what's going on there a little bit. But all right, here we go. So we got Scabby Robe's going to inbound the ball, and he is going to get it to number two, Lewis, at the outside the top of the arch, and they get it back over to Hart in the corner. They throw it completely over. Hart is just fearless about throwing that ball across everybody. Number four throws up a long three. It is no good. Rebounded by Hart, and Hart puts up a couple good moves, and they get it to number two. Number two throws it back out to Hart. Hart throws up a big three. No good. Warden with the rebound, and he has to fight for the ball, and here we go. What do we got now? We've got another foul. Okay, the foul is going to be on number four. That's on Saluskin, and that's his second. That is the 17th foul, so we should be down here shooting 1-1. 5 minutes, 24 seconds left on the clock of this contest. 47-33 currently with Frankie Warden shooting 1-1. surprised that Arbuckle's not in, but number 10 is coming back in, and number 10 has been giving Warden a tough time too. So number 10 is Rigdon and Hart, and that means that the inside gets a little full in there. All right, here we go. Frankie Warden's first shot on the 1-on-1 is up, and it is good. So he gets to go to the stripe again and see if we can get one more. Scores 48-33 at this point. All right, here we go. Second shot, Frankie Warden. Now number 30, because he had the blood on his shirt, he had to replace it. So his second shot is good. And here come the Eagles. So we got Hart's going to bring the ball down. He's crossed the half court. The Irish backed out of the full court press for that play. Scabbiro puts up a three, rattles in, rattles out. Lesko with the rebound, and Lesko hustles it down and stops it just before going over the half court stripe. All right, he slows it back down. He's got Scabbiro ball over him, kind of drawing him in. Now you got Green taking it to the top, and Green going the other way. Gets it to Lesko. Lesko's going to bring it down inside. And Lesko and Green miscued, and the ball went out of bounds. So we're going to bring Joe Baffney back in. Green's going to take – oh, no. Duhan's going to take a break. And here we go. So Joe's got to be careful because he's got four fouls on him, but we sure like to have him all the way down the stretch. So he's going to go out and meet Hart at the top. And here we go. So Hart's got two in this one corner over the far side. Number 10 looked at putting up a big shot, but he did not. Scabby Road puts it up, number 33 for two, little 10-foot jumper, and it is good. Here comes Jack Lesko bringing the ball across the half court, gets it to Baffney. Baffney's going to throw it back to Lesko. They throw it up to Green. Green's got Scabby Road all over him, pokes at the ball, gets it out, almost picked off on the pass to Lesko. Lesko throws up a shot. He's on the floor holding his head. And here comes Hart. Hart's going to drive the lane. It is no good. And here we go. We got a fight for the ball. Number 10 puts up a shot. No good. Lesko with the rebound. And here comes Jack Lesko. So apparently he's okay. That's good to see. And Jack Lesko's going to bring the ball down. And we are going to take a one-minute break. It is 49-35 in favor of the Irish. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
2022, and we still have COVID. Product shortages are the norm rather than the exception. We all try to adapt to this changing environment. Some do it well, others not so much. At Dale Graves Inc. Buick GMC, we have kept our 72-year history of honesty and fair dealings in everything we do. No price gouging on hard-to-get models here. Not now, not ever. Inventories are short, but we are still getting product. Special orders or selecting product in route is an option. Dale Graves Inc. Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish Up to Sales on KHSS2 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, Baffney rebounded it to Warden. They threw it back out to Baffney. Baffney's having to fight his way just to get to the arch. I mean, they are full court press and making it man-on-man and making it very, very difficult. Jack Lesko's going to drive now. And Jack Lesko was tripped up, but no fall, no call. And here we go. We got Hart chasing down the other side. Be careful, Joe Baffney. Hart takes about 10 steps, and it is no good. Rebounded by Lesko, and here come the Irish. All right, so Joe Baffney is fouled, I believe. Foul is on number 14. That is Visea. That's his second. That is the 18th foul. So Joe Baffney should be going to the line shooting one-on-one. All right, here we go. I know quiet isn't great radio, but when there's just nothing going on. All right, here we go. Joe Baffney's got the ball. He's going to put up his first shot, and it is good. Nothing but net. So that is 5-8, 20 for Joe. Good job. Actually, I put that in the wrong spot. I'm sorry about that. That's 14 for Joe. All right, Joe's second shot is up and good. That is 15 for Joe Baffney. And here come the Eagles. We got Hart has the ball. Hart's been just putting his team on his back and doing a great job of feeding people. Arbuckle down, I mean not Arbuckle, but Scabby Robe down in the baseline, and he puts it up, and that is good for two. Nice shot. A little bit of 15-footer from down there. I don't know how anybody shoots from there successfully, because that always seems like a weird way to shoot. Wrong line. The official just called over and back, and that was the wrong line, and he is going to live with it. Oh, my word. There's a green line down here and a black line. The black line is the half-court line, and that official just messed that up bad. Anyway, that won't make a difference in the game. Number 14 puts up a shot. It was no good. Rebounded by Lesko. Here comes Jack Lesko, and he is fouled down here. And Jack's on the floor again. Okay, the foul is on number 14. That is Vasea's third. That is the ninth team foul. And Lesko should be going for 101. All right, we're making a substitution. Number one is coming in. Number 14 is going out. And number one is Crum. All right, here we go. Jack set the line. He puts up his first shot, and it is good. So he gets to do it again. So 2 minutes and 48 seconds left in this contest. And the Eagles have 37, and we'll see what we have after Jack's shot. We have 53. That was good also. So Jack Lesko has got 5, 9, 21. So we got Hart at the top. He's being guarded by Baffney. Hart's going to put up a jumper on the line. No good. And it looks like he was fouled. He's going to be shooting three. Ooh. Okay, the foul is on number one. That is Green's third. And Hart's going to shoot three. So we have a score of 53 to 37. 2 minutes, 37 seconds left in this contest. And we are just about ready to see him shoot three. So his first shot is rims in and out. And all right. I know that's not what Hart wants. He's a good player. So Hart's going to get up for a second shot. And it is up. And it is good. That is Hart's. We got 16 points for Hart. All right. So Hart's second shot is up, or his third shot, is up and good. So he got two out of the three on that. So we have a score of 39 to 53. Full court press going on. They have to bounce pass it into Baffney, and they get it over to Lesko. Now back to Green at the top of the arch. Green's going to look for somebody. He gets it into Baffney. Baffney's going to drive baseline. Puts up a shot, rejected by Hart, and Green back with the ball. Of course, trying to get him to slow down a little bit. Jack Lesko takes it into the corner, and it was picked by number 10, but he carried it out of bounds. So there's 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Chase is going to inbound the ball. We got everybody on the far side over there with Chase. They get it to Baffney. Baffney's going to have to do something with it. We are running out of time. Carter Green's going to have to throw up a big shot. He does. It didn't hit the iron, but it hit the backboard. So that is a shot clock violation, and we are going to let the Eagles have the ball. Here comes Hart. 53 to 39. We are coming up on 2 minutes left in this contest. They throw it in the corner to number one. Number one works it hard around. Number 10 puts up a shot. No good. Jack Lesko gets the rebound. Jack's going to bring the ball down, gets it under control. He has number one all over him, and that is Strom. And Jack Lesko lost the handle on it for a second. Gets it to Carter Green. Back out to Warden, back to Lesko, back to Green. We got about 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Chase is open for a three, no good. And we got Carter Green, but we reset the shot clock. And coach wants them to slow it down, bring it out a little bit. Minute and 20 seconds left. All right, here we go. We got Baffney's going to bounce pass it into McCullough. The ball was stolen by number 10. And Lesko tried to get a steal. Lesko goes flying through the gym floor. Now Jack's going to need a day off. Jack's not getting up right at the moment. Number 25 puts up a shot. And, yeah, Jack's not feeling good right at the moment. And the foul is on. What? Oh, the foul is on number 30. Okay, that's his. Warden's fourth. And that is the 18 foul. So Jack looks like he's all right. He's trying to walk it off. Hart's going to be shooting two, I believe. I could have swore. Well, I know what he was doing. He was signaling number 30. So Jack's shaking like he's all right. Probably just got the wind knocked out of him a little bit. And you aren't going to take Jack out willingly. He wants to play. So a minute and 2 seconds left. He's shooting one and one. That's what's happening. All right. I guess he's just shooting one. So Hart's first shot must have been good. I'm going to give him that. The score is 53-42. They get it to Lesko. Baffney's going to have it at right just at inside of the half court line. They get it to Green. Warden's down in the corner. And Green bounce passes it out to Baffney. We got 16 seconds left on the shot clock. They're going to go ahead and foul Baffney. And Black one for the foul. That is Strum. And that is his third. That is the team 10th foul. So we should be shooting two. And here we go. All right. Joe Baffney's first shot is up and good. I almost jinxed it. It rolled in and rolled out. But it stayed in there. Thank gosh. All right. All right, number 23 is coming into the game for the Eagles. Number 10 is going out. Number 23, I do not have on the roster, so I apologize, but it was not on the official roster. So Joe Baffney is going to put up his second shot, and it backs off. Back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Hart, and here come the Eagles. Hart's going to push it all the way down and takes it all the way down with the left-hander and puts it up for two. Nicely done. Hart is a heck of a player, that is for sure. And then Hart's going to have to commit a foul, and he's got him to give right at the moment. He's done such a great job. So that is Hart's second, and Carter Green will be going to the line to shoot two. All right, Carter has the ball for his first shot. All of the Sales Irish are over at the bench figuring out what they're going to do. Carter Green's first shot was no good. Bounced off the front of the iron. No good. Here comes Carter's second shot. It is up, and same result. Hart with the rebound. Hart's going to come down pushing hard, and he puts up a three and buries that three. Hart is on fire. That is for sure. All right, we got Baffney in the corner. All right, so they reset something, and there is no shot clock. We have 25 seconds left. That's what they did, is reset the clock. 25 seconds, no shot clock, and Carter Green's inbound on the ball. Full court press. They get it to Baffney, and Hart is going to come over and commit a foul. So Baffney will be going to the line, and that is Hart's third. Hart's giving it all, that is for sure. One heck of a player. That is an amazing young man. So Hart right at this moment has 5, 8, 10, 12, 17, 25 points. All right, here comes Baffney. Baffney with his first one. Joe Baffney's right behind him. I mean, Joe's dude having a good game. Jack Lesko's having a great game. Warden's having a good game. So here we go. Joe's second shot is up and good. All right. So we got Hart rushing hard down. You know he's going to throw something up big. There we go. Another big three. And he buries it. Nice job. So we have a score of 50-56. The score is with 13.6 seconds left. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and stay here. So, we have a score of 56-50. 13.6 seconds left in this contest. And Hart is feeling it, so he is on fire. So I would imagine that the coach is going to look for that foul early and try to burn as little time off the clock as he can and try to get Hart back there to throw up another three, because Hart's definitely on fire. So That's nice to see. Seems like a good kid. Got to visit with him a little bit last time. And I'm not trying to talk so much about other players, but hey, these are all youth athletics. They're all youths, and they all need any recognition they've earned. So here we go. Carter Green's going to inbound the ball. He's got Hart all over him, and he gets the bounce pass in to Lesko. And who do we have do the foul? I'm going to guess it's number 4, but let's take a look here for sure. Yep, that's number 4. Number 4's third foul, and we are in the bonus. So Baffney will be shooting too. All right. Joe's ready for his first shot. It is up. Hits off the back of the iron. No good. And here we go. 13.2 seconds left. 56-50. Come on, Joe. We need it in there. Makes it more difficult for anybody to come from behind. All right, second shot, no good. They get it to Hart. It was rebounded by number 24, and Hart puts up a three-pointer. It is no good. I think the Eagle faithful wanted a foul. No foul, and we now have a timeout, I believe. We have 4.4 seconds left, and what are we doing? I can't tell. It looks like Hart's coming out. They're going to put in number 2. And Hart's had one heck of a game. We'll talk about the total numbers at the end of it. Green's going to inbound the ball. 4.4 seconds left. This game is all but done. I mean, a miracle would have to happen now at this point. So, they do happen. They get it to Baffney. Baffney's being double-teamed, and he's going to be fouled. So, he'll be coming back to the line. And what do we got here? So, the foul is on number 4, and that's Luskin, and we are in the foul, so here we go. Joe Baffney's going to shoot 2. All of the Irish players are standing down on the free throw line on the other end of the court, and here we go. Joe Baffney's the only white shirt on this end of the court. First shot is up, and it is good. That ends it right there for sure. So we are at 57-50 with 2 seconds left, 2 even. All right, here we go. Joe Baffney's second shot is up and hits off the back of the iron. Rebounded by nobody. We got 0.1 seconds, and it's going to be Irish ball. Went off of an Eagle player, and Joe Baffney's going to inbound the ball, and this game will be over. They get it into Lesko. Lesko catches the ball. And that is it. The final score is 50 points for the Eagles of Yakima Nation and 57 of the DeSales Irish. And the DeSales Irish are going to the state tournament. So that is awesome, awesome news. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break so I can put these numbers together. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Vacation time is coming, and you need to get your passport ready for travel. Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. Did you know that Postal Annex is your place for passport photos and renewals? Come see us for the best passport photos in town. Then let us guide you through the renewal process from pictures to paperwork to the check for payment. We'll help you get your application safely sent. We also offer expedited passport services for those last-minute emergency passports. That's Postal Annex, Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Vision Source Walla Walla has offered comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lens and frames to Walla Walla and the surrounding communities since the late 1970s. Dr. Roseanne Schneller, Dr. Harry Wiesner, and Dr. Danny Wiesner specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of a wide array of eye diseases, conditions, and vision problems. Give yourself the gift of clear vision. Schedule an appointment today. Vision Source Walla Walla, 614 East Alder Street, Walla Walla.
I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news, if your air conditioner and furnace are over 10 years old, they've pretty much gone to the dogs. The good news, Total Comfort Solutions has a twofer deal. Get a free furnace with air conditioner purchase. This is your chance to fetch a free furnace when you purchase a new air conditioner. And the first 19 customers get a free programmable thermostat. To find out more about this doggone good deal, call 509-204-1744 or visit us online at ComfortRightDayOrNight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back. While the families all gather and congratulate their young men for the victory, what an exciting game! The Yakima Nation did everything in their power to bring it back in, and I say that as a team, but I want to say that Mr. Hart really, really stepped it up and did an amazing job here in the waning moments of this game. But then he had a great game all the way through. As far as scores go, Mr. Hart, he was the leading scorer of all scorers. He had 28. Arbuckle had 12. Arbuckle, I don't think, even played in that fourth period. I'm not sure if that bump to the nose messed him up or what, but that's a shame because he's a heck of a player also. All right, number 0, Longhi, had 4, and number 10, Rigdon, had 2. Jaden Scabby-Robe, number 33, he also had 4, and the total for the team was 50. Nobody fouled out either team. We had some players at 4, but nobody fouled out for the I got one more player I didn't put down here. We got Carter Green had 6, and Jack Lesko had 21, led all scorers for the Irish. Joe Baffney had 19, and Warden had 8. And like I said, do not discount Warden at all. Warden had his hands full. He had both the tall players on each side of him. He had number 10. They were rejecting shots. They were battling for every single rebound. And Frankie Warden is a battle-hardened warrior at this point because he definitely had a tough time. So the young men went into the locker room. They just came back out, and they're getting an ovation from the fans and the family, and rightly so. So they will be going to the district tournament in next weekend, the 25th and 26th. Locations have not been determined prior to the game, and I would recommend that you go to the, of course, you can always catch call the Sales High School, and that as soon as they know, they'll make it public. I would imagine they have a website for the Sales High School that they'll publish that on. But if not, just keep checking with the WIAA. Make sure it's not the Wisconsin one. Make sure it's the Washington Interscholastic Athletic Association, and it is the WIAA. And they'll post that as soon as it's official. And I would imagine they'll probably do that tomorrow. And it'll probably be either posted tomorrow night or Monday morning. So let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break. We'll come back and say our goodbyes. You are listening to Irish Radio 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish.
Hey, you guys. I got into the doghouse with my wife the other day, so I told her, honey, I want to treat you to the best of the best gourmet market in town. Let me tell you, she was thrilled. And the next day, I say to her, I say, dear, what say I treat you to the best of the best deli in the area? She was over the moon. And the next day, I say to her, I know I'm forgiven already, but how about you and me go get some of the best Italian food in the valley, huh? Beautiful. You'll never guess where I took her. I'll give you a hint. Buona pazzo.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do.
Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rowe Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, welcome back to Dayton High School, Dayton, Washington, and we are done with this district tournament, and the DeSales Irish boys are moving on to the state tournament. And again, I don't know the time, so we're going to have to do some investigation, and I'm sure they'll post it somewhere. But what a great win, and nice to see the team work so hard after that devastating loss last night. I mean, they played a very, very good Sunnyside Christian team, and I think the Eagles did Irish did an outstanding job, and they just came up short. It happens. So let's go ahead and say our goodbyes for the night. Again, thank you all to the sponsors. Without you guys, none of this could happen. Thank my board operator, Gabe, and the Fazari family for allowing me to do this. I'm still having more fun than I should be allowed to have. And thank you, listeners, for listening. And without you guys, there'd be no reason for us to even do it. So with that, let's see. I'll say the score one more time, 57-50. The DeSales Irish are moving on to the state tournament. And you are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.